The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Well, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. We're going to go right into old-time radio, The Saint, Murder Plot in Prison, originally aired November 19th, 1950.
Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime now comes transcribed to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor Vincent Price as The Saint.
Oh, thank you.
Come in, Mr. Templar.
Oh, Warden, how are you?
Oh, just as gloomy as ever.
Sit down. I haven't seen you for a long time.
I do my best to keep out of jail.
And you do your best to get a lot of people in. What can I do for you?
And I wanted permission to see one of your prisoners.
Oh?
Yes, Tommy Patchick.
Can't be done, even for you. Patchick's in the prison hospital. No visitors allowed there.
Oh, I see.
You know Tommy?
He did some work for me years ago, Warden, that's all. I didn't even know he was here in prison until I got his letter.
Letter? Well, I wonder how he got a letter out of here.
I don't know. He couldn't very well have put it in the mailbox at the corner.
Mind if I take a look at it?
Oh, of course not. Here it is.
Dear Mr. Templar, maybe I got no right to ask your help, but I need it bad. They're trying to kill me, but I don't know why. Tommy Patchick.
You know, I've got a hunch Tommy's telling the truth. Am I right, Warden?
Yes, you are. Patchick's been here 3 years. He's due out next spring. In 3 years, there have been 5 attempts on his life by other prisoners. The latest was just a day or so ago.
Was he hurt seriously?
Knifed, but not seriously. We don't know who did it, and Patchick's too scared to tell. Most likely, we'll never know.
Warden, haven't you any way of protecting this man?
Protect him? Look, Templar. This prison was built for 1,200 men. I've got 4,000. The guards are overworked and underpaid. The food's bad. There's no recreation facility. And every year, society sends me 1,000 more men and says, keep them in your crowded cage for a few years and send them back good citizens. Protect Patchick? Why, I can't even...
Hey, what's that?
There's been a break. Hello? Evans, where is it? How many? I see. Be right over.
What is it, Warden?
Your friend Patrick, Templar. He couldn't wait for you. He's gone.
Read all about the prison break. Patrick's still at large. Read all about it. Extra.
Taxi. Hey, taxi. Well, good afternoon, Louis.
Afternoon, Mr. Templar. Ain't it a heavenly day?
Yes, Louis, it is.
Where to, Mr. Templar?
312 Main Street, Louis.
Gotcha. Did you read about that prison break last night, Mr. Templar? Say this Patchick rode out in a laundry truck. You think they'll catch him?
Oh, sooner or later, Louis. They always do.
You know something? I kind of hope they don't. In my sub-unconscious, that is. Why is that, Mr. Templar?
The universal guilt feeling, Louis. Whenever there's a man in hiding, that man might be you or me.
Yeah, Freud, huh?
Louis, it's Freud.
That's what I said, Siegfried Freud. You know something more, Mr. Templar? I kind of felt this way when that leopard escaped last spring, remember? Then he come back to his cage all by himself. It was kind of sad.
Yeah, an allegory, Louis.
No, it was a leopard. You think Patrick will come back to the cage, Mr. Templar?
Well, I'm afraid that for him there is no hiding place. Hey, isn't this Main Street, Louis?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. 312. Anybody we know?
I got a tip that Tommy Patrick used to live here. Perhaps if I can help him, then you and I won't feel so guilty. Wait for me, Louie, huh?
Sure.
I'll be darned.
What's the matter?
I've been to this house before.
You got friends in the strangest places.
Yeah. As I remember, the landlady was one of the most charming, cultivated damsels I ever had the pleasure of meeting.
Yeah, some guy's got all the luck. You sure you don't want me to come with you?
No, thanks, Louie. I want her all to myself.
Yeah, what do you want?
Dear heart and gentle person, don't you remember me?
My memory ain't so good.
Well, I'm a friend of Tommy Patrick.
Oh, you are? Know who I am? Shirley Temple. You're a cop, that's what. Cops have been thicker than flies around here last night and today both thicker than flies.
Well, for here, that's pretty thick.
I run a respectable rooming house, and every time a cop comes to the front door, five more rumors go out the back.
Oh, rumors are flying.
Worse for business than the bubonic plague. I hate cops. What do you want, cop?
I'm not a policeman, really. I'm trying to help Tommy if I can. If you know anything...
I got a very poor memory.
Well, now, here, would a treasury note refresh it any?
I got a memory like an elephant. Come on in.
Thank you. Now, about Tommy Patrick.
Well, say, you sure you're not a cop?
Quite sure.
Well, I ain't looking for Tommy to come here, but he's got a sister, Nancy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the cops don't either. They were raised separate, and Tommy didn't want her brought into his trouble.
Any idea where I could find her?
I got a very poor memory.
Here we are.
Thanks. She works in the voodoo room, cigarette girl.
Voodoo room? That's Charlie Farrelly's place, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. Say, you positive you're not a cop?
Madam, I might as well confess I am a personal emissary of J. Edgar Hoover.
Yeah, huh? Well, that's good enough for me. Finest president we ever had.
Thank you and goodbye, Barbara Fritchie. Bartender.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Well, you're standing behind the bar. I presumed you were the bartender.
Well, I'm not. Joe is. I'm a big shot around here.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'll wait for Joe, the small shot.
Well, he'll have a long wait. He went out to get a drink, which means he won't be back for several drinks. What'll it be?
Scotch over ice, please.
Coming up. Yeah?
Thank you. Yeah. Nancy around?
Nancy around. Who wants to know? A guy wears a necktie, drinks scotch in the afternoon, thinks all the girls should fall down dying dead when he waves his little finger.
Look, all I asked was, is Nancy...
Big man drinks scotch in the afternoon, thinks he's got a right to... Real big operator here drinks scotch in the afternoon.
I said go
you know
away,
thinks...
please. You talk too much and you don't say anything. Just go polish your glasses.
Okay, okay. Real big pinstripe, white shirt, necktie type operator.
Well, you wanted to see me,
Robert? I was down at the state prison last night. I had a letter from a man who wanted to see me, but he couldn't wait.
Tommy?
Yes. I'm Simon Templer. I used to know your brother.
What do you want?
I want to help if I can.
You're the saint, aren't you?
Yes.
I remember Tommy talked about you. Could you come to my place later? I live at the Sheldon. It's the back apartment on the second floor.
What time?
Around 11. I'll take off early tonight.
I'll be there, Nancy. Do you think there's any chance Tommy might come?
I don't.
Excuse me, but I got a message to deliver, Mac.
Well, what is it, Jack?
Mr. Farrelly just said that he wants to see you in his office.
Keep out of this, Frank. Farrelly doesn't even know he's here.
I said that Mr. Farrelly wants to see Mr. Man of Distinction here, and if I have to persuade him, then I'll persuade him.
Now, stop flexing your muscles, Frank. You need your strength for the cocktail hour.
I said that Mr. Farrelly wants to see you.
What an unattractive gun. It matches your face.
Hey, listen, Mac.
Please, Mr. Timmy.
Lead on, Jack.
Now, you lead. I'll be right behind you just to make sure that you get there. You stay here, Nancy. Some big deal, this guy. Scotch in the afternoon. Thinks right away all the girls should fall down dying dead when he... Guy to see you, Mr. Farrelly. He was bashful, so I brought him.
Oh, come in. Come in, Mr.
Simon Templer.
Yeah. Welcome to the voodoo room, Mr. Templer. Let us see more of you. Cigar?
Thank you.
That's our own brand. and a vial of perfume for the lady of your choice. Voodoo from the Voodoo Room. That's a little trick I picked up from Sherman Billingsley.
Thank you. And where did you pick up this little trick, Mr. Farrelly?
Frank?
Yeah.
Well, he's rather class conscious, but a hard worker.
He was asking about Tommy Patchick, Mr. Farrelly. I heard him.
Indeed. Well, you're a friend of Tommy's, Mr. Templer?
Possibly.
Possibly, mm-hmm. And you might possibly be in touch with him soon?
I couldn't say.
You couldn't say. But you could tell us the basis of your interest in Tommy.
I could, but I see no reason to.
You see no reason to? Mr. Templer, showing interest in other people's affairs is not always healthy, and some people know this instinctively, and others have to be taught. Teach him, Frank.
Yeah, sure. Not such a big operator now.
That's enough, Frank, that's enough. Throw him out the back way.
Well, okay, Mr. Farrelly. Hey, Mr. Farrelly, I think I broke the bottle of perfume you gave him. I heard something crack.
Well, let's look on the bright side, Frank. Might have been a rib.
Yeah, it serves him right. Drinking scotch in the afternoon with a necktie.
Louis.
Hey, Mr. Temple. Yeah. What happened? Here, wait, I'll help you into the cab.
Thank you, Louis.
Oh, gee, what happened, Mr. Temple? You look horrible. You sure smell pretty, but...
That's a doubtful consolation. I tangled with the Mr. Charlie Farrelly.
Yeah, huh? How does he look, huh?
Not a scratch.
Oh, that Farrelly is bad medicine. Stay away from him, Mr. Temple. The less you know about his business, the better.
Maybe. But after you take me home for repairs, you can take me to the morgue.
The morgue? I hope and trust a round trip.
The newspaper morgue.
Oh.
I'm going to do some checking on Farrelly. I begin to detect quite an odor about this whole business.
Yeah. So do I. I hardly trust myself in the same cab with you. You get it, Mr. Templer? You said so. You detect an odor. So I said...
Louis, home.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Sam.
Well, Simon Templer, the Robin Hood of modern crime. How are things in Sherwood Forest?
Everybody's getting ready for television.
Come on in.
All right.
Sit down and let's chew the fat. You know anything bad about anybody?
Yes, that's why I'm here. Wonder if I could look at your files on Charlie Farrelly, Sam.
Huh? Oh, no need to get dusty. I'll tell you all you want to know. Farrelly came to this country around 25 years ago, probably from Sicily. Nobody knows for sure. Made big dough in Prohibition days, liquor. Bought a nightclub. Might be leveling now and might not. Big connections, underworld and otherwise. Police never pinned anything on him, and if you ask me, they never will. He's a class operator.
Well, thanks, Sam. How's your memory on Tommy Patchick?
Oh, had to pull the file on him today after his break last night.
Yeah.
Sent up 3 years ago for attempted robbery. He and his buddy tried to hold up a liquor store. His partner was killed. Nick Pantel, I think that was his name. Tommy was shot but recovered. He claimed it was a frame.
Now, why would anyone want to frame him?
Well, he didn't know. I guess that's why nobody believed him.
I see. Well, thanks, Sam.
Oh, anytime, Saint. That's an interesting egg on your forehead. You walk into a door?
No, someone slugged me.
Oh, now why would anybody want to slug you?
I don't know. I guess that's why nobody believes me.
Yeah. Well, stuff happens.
Yeah, stuff happens. Good night, Sam.